If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
John Hansen in for Dave Plyer here on this Friday evening. Thanks so much for joining us. I was driving back from Wisconsin on the holiday on Monday, and all of a sudden John Williams, who was live on Monday before I was filling in for him the rest of the week, started talking about Camp Aramone. And I was like, oh, what's that? He piqued my interest, and he started explaining and describing their amazing food and beverages and the glamping aspect. He mentioned hiking. He mentioned fishing. Enrique turned to me and he goes, we should go do that. And I wholeheartedly agreed. And then I find out, oh boy, I get to talk to the people behind the camp today. On the Map, Stephanie Bias. I kid you not, I was enthralled as John Williams described what the camp's all about. Thanks for hopping on the map with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
It is a gorgeous, I mean, the pictures look incredible. First of all, just place us. Where are we going here?
We are about 90 minutes southwest of Chicago, right by Starved Rock State Park.
Okay. And when you say Camp Aramone and you walk in, what are we in the forest? Is it open land? Paint us a picture.
Yeah, so we are set on 96 acres. You know, there's some wooded areas. We are right on the Vermilion River, so there is river access as well as two ponds on the property. But what really makes us unique is the entire property used to be a brickyard. So that brickyard was open until 1980. And once it closed, they bulldozed most of it for steel salvage, and it fell to disrepair. And then we came in 2017 and started cleaning everything up.
Oh, boy, what an undertaking that must have been. when did you guys officially open then?
So we opened right as COVID hit. We opened our event venue in 2020, and then our boutique campground opened in 2021.
Oh, was the COVID a happy surprise? I mean, nothing was happy about COVID, but in that people were looking for peace and solitude, or were there restrictions and troubles getting started with COVID as well?
Well, you know, it was kind of two-sided, because with the event venue, you know, there were restrictions on how big the gatherings could be, so that was definitely not good.
Right.
But with the campground, we were saying, you know, social distancing at its finest. There are 11 safari-style tents on site, each tent being about 100 yards away from each other. And, you know, you've got a lot of privacy there. So when that was all happening, that was definitely something that we were seeing, that, you know, people wanted to be in nature. They wanted to travel, but this was kind of a safer way to do so.
Chatting with Stephanie Bias from Camp Aramone, which is camparamoni.com, Aramoni.com. I'm giving people the website if they're at home. Take a look at the pictures while we describe it, because it's gorgeous. Stephanie, you mentioned these safari-style tents. This is, I assume, where people are going to be sleeping and more. They look pretty big. Is this shared space with others? Describe how you book it, how it works.
Sure. So we operate, you know, similar to a hotel where you can go on our website, book a stay. It's a two-night minimum. And we have 11 different units that you can choose from. So they're all a little bit different. I like to say each tent kind of has its own personality. but each tent has air conditioning and heat. So we are open May through October in the campground. And then there's also luxury linens, beds, hardwood floors. And then everybody always asks about the bathroom.
Yeah.
And there is an ensuite bathroom with a full shower, toilet, vanity. You know, it's pretty much everything you would see in a typical hotel room, but you're in nature.
Okay, so these big tents, like if it's me and my family going, do we get that whole tent? I'm trying to like figure out how it's all divvied up on the inside.
Sure. So we have units that can sleep up to 6 people, and then units that can sleep up to 4 people. So you would have a unit to yourself, you know, you and your family there. You can book multiple rooms or, you know, just the one room.
Oh, okay. That makes sense to me. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're sleeping and relaxing sometime. But really the prize of it all is the connection to nature. Yeah. Just walk us through. You mentioned the river. What are the activities that people get to do during the day?
Sure. So with the acreage that we have, it's just a really beautiful property. We've restored a lot of it and also planted native wildflowers. So as you walk around, we do have about a mile of private hiking trails, and you'll see all different kinds of wildlife. We also have luxury picnic experiences that can be booked where we take you out to a beautiful picnic setting. When you arrive, everything is set up and the food is chef curated. So we set that for you. It comes with wine. And then, you know, you get to enjoy that with no work involved.
Well, no schlepping involved either, right? Am I bringing all the am I bringing the sleeping bags, packing a bin full of dried goods, or no, this is, you show up as you are.
You show up as you are. You don't need any kind of camping equipment.
Just your clothes.
Definitely come with your clothes.
Right. But I mean, like, if you're going to, your boots, if maybe you like hiking, or a bathing suit, if you can swim. Is there swimming too?
The river is on site. You can swim in it at your own risk, but it's definitely more of like an area that you can kind of wade into.
Wade in the river. I like that. There we go. Hiking, fishing, and you guys supply the gear too.
Yep. So each tent has its own personal bonfire, and our staff will come around every night and set your fire for you, light it, and then we also provide gourmet s'mores that we make in-house.
So it is a real, like, I think the term glamping is used a lot, and maybe that makes some people not want to go. I mean, for some people, that's like, I'm in for glamping. Some people say, well, that's not quite the wilderness experience I want. It feels like this kind of fits in the middle of the two.
Yeah, glamping is kind of a silly word. It stands for glamorous camping. So, you know, if you've never been glamping, it's kind of hard to figure out, you know, what's the difference between camping and staying in a hotel? Well, glamping is about right in the middle of both of those.
Okay.
And the point of it is to be comfortable. To be comfortable in nature, like you said, not have to pack the car up with all kinds of gear and food. And then we actually provide breakfast and dinner to all guests staying on site. It's included with our room rates.
And I hear it's great food, too.
Yes, our chef, executive chef Carson Barger, she has created a really beautiful food and beverage program for us. We've got a full bar. It's actually a converted Airstream trailer.
Wow.
And, you know, cocktails, wine, all that good stuff.
Well, you have an executive chef. When I went camping as a kid, the executive chef was my dad and a can of beans. So it's just a big step up here at Camp Aramone. I love that. We got to take a break. You're going to hang out with us after the news a little bit more. But in case someone's scooting out of the car, CampAramoni.com, CampAramoni.com. That's where you want people to go, Stephanie, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We got news coming up and then more about Camp Aramoni on the map on WGN.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
Psych, it's John Hanson filling in on the map here. Dave Plyer does have the show at 7, and it's going to be an awesome one. If you love The Sopranos or any of the actors in The Sopranos, you don't want to miss it from 7 to 10. It's going to be great. I'll go over the full list of it a little bit later on of who's going to be on, but just pretty much anybody that was on that show. Stephanie Bias, continue our conversation about Camp Aramone. Stephanie, some listeners may have just started tuning in. You got the 30-second elevator pitch for Camp Aramone before we ask you some more questions?
Sure. So Camp Aramone, we are a boutique campground and event venue located about 90 minutes southwest of Chicago near Starved Rock State Park. We offer on-site accommodations as well as a venue for hosting weddings, celebrations of life, corporate retreats, and just anything you need to celebrate, we can help you with.
Right. And are the areas kind of like separate, like the wedding venue and then the camping area?
Yep. So they've got separate entrances. So if you have any concern about, you know, there's a wedding on site that weekend, you are not going to be affected by that in the campground.
But can I still go to their open bar?
I'm just kidding. No.
Completely separate, for good, for better or for worse. No, I like that. That's good to hear. We're getting a lot of questions on the text line. Hope you don't mind answering them. Someone wanted to know, do all the tents have power outlets, right? I need to be able to run the CPAP machine to sleep anywhere.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Is it more geared towards adults rather than kids? I have a few people asking kind of on both sides of the equation. Some adults wondering if it's like, well, if it's a ton of kids there, is it going to mess with our adult style? Or is someone with a 4 and a 7-year-old were wondering? Maybe you could kind of help us out with that.
Sure. We thought ahead on this. So we've got 5 family tents, and those are the tents that Families are permitted to stay in. They're closest to the parking lot, so you have easy access to your vehicle and also furthest away from the river, you know, just for safety reasons. And then all of the other accommodations on the meadow are geared towards adults. I would say the whole property is more adult-friendly. We've got, you know, like other experiences like whiskey and chocolate flights, ensuite massages. So it's definitely a nice romantic getaway or like a trip with your friends.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know. Birding too. There really is the mix of nature and boutique. I mean, you can kind of really choose your own adventure for the weekend.
Yeah, for sure. There is a family of turkeys, and they like to come out around 6 a.m.
Okay. Wait, is that a warning? Like they're loud, or just hey, that's you can see them if you'd like.
No, if you're just surprised to see 10 turkeys outside your tent, that's why.
I love someone that already booked and they already know that. And I'm glad you know that going in, listener, that the turkeys shall arrive at 6 a.m. Tell us a little bit about, weddings. Are you all booked for a while for weddings? If someone's sitting here listening to this right now and they're kind of considering maybe 2025, early 2026 wedding, are there still slots available?
We've got some slots available, and the nice thing about our location is our wedding clients do get first pick of any rooms that they want to add to their wedding weekend. So, you know, if you're thinking about staying on site with your partner, or maybe mom and dad want to stay too, you'll have first grabs at that.
What am I missing? What else is there out there?
I definitely think our food and beverage program is worth, you know, revisiting.
Mm-hmm.
With glamping, I had mentioned before, the purpose is kind of to be comfortable. And we said, well, why don't we take that one step further and we provide your meals while you stay with us? And I've seen a lot of our guests are really happy with the quality of the food and the variety of selections. Like for breakfast, everything is made to order, breakfast and dinner. There's an avocado toast, a Bronx bagel and lox. We also have like a roasted vegetable goat cheese omelet. And then when it comes to dinner, our campfire chicken cob salad is really great. Everything is kind of just, you know, like campfire-centric. We've got like a fire pit mojito.
Mm.
It's definitely food and drinks that you would imagine yourself enjoying on the deck of a barn.
Is it okay if, like, especially if you have kids or if you bring like a little snack box or something for them? Or do you say no other food or drink on the property?
No, you're welcome to do that. We just ask that you don't bring that into the communal spaces and you keep it in your room.
Okay, that totally makes sense. Do you guys do events? Like, are there certain like tent pole events during the summer that you want to maybe highlight at one or two of them?
We do have one that's coming up that I think is going to sell out really quickly here. It's called Dinner in the Field on Saturday, July 27th, and it's going to be a farm-to-table dinner out in the field of the campground, surrounded by nature. It's multiple courses. There's an option to add a drink pairing if you'd like. And it's just a really exciting menu.
And does it go until the nighttime so that the stars emerge at the end?
Yep, and you actually have the option to stay on site a little bit longer if you'd like to hang out at our Airstream bar. That'll be open until 10 o'clock that night.
Well, I'm mentioning the stars. 90 minutes is close to the city, which is great, close to the suburbs, but far enough away that the light does make a difference when you go out that way for star viewing.
Oh, yeah. There's no light pollution where we are.
You're laughing as if you're saying that there's you have to go a little bit till you find other people.
No, we're close to other businesses, okay, and such, but I mean, I had a sweet 4-year-old girl tell me one time, this is the first time she's ever seen the stars this big.
Oh,
so it's just moments like that, you know?
Yeah. If you're kind of wondering where this is, we've talked a lot on this show about Ottawa and Seneca and LaSalle, that area along the Illinois River. Just picture you're driving down the Stevenson Expressway. It veers south. You head a little further west. You get on Interstate 80. And then kind of as you approach Interstate 39, you go south a little bit more and you're there. Was that an apt description kind of where you are from Chicago?
Yeah, that was perfect.
All right. Well, I'm looking at the map while I did it, so that wasn't by memory.
So you had some help.
I did. I sure did. Okay. CampArimony.com. A-R-A-M-O-N-I is how you spell Arimony. There's a blog there. You can see tons of pictures if this is considered for a wedding, for the boutique camping. The events are all there. It's a well-laid-out website. Great social media you have, too. Stephanie, we're thrilled you've been telling our listeners about it. And, again, you had me hooked from the first moment, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much.
CampArimony.com. Great stuff.